1959, I recall taking several representative items from American Industry to Moscow and giving them to these people. Now, they were not expensive items, you know what I mean, some of our corn products and things of that sort, you know. But they were not from the government. They were from various industries here that wanted the Russians to have their products. I wonder if there's any way you can work this out where GM does this damn thing. I really think, and we'll say that, you see, basically, the pro-Soviet government makes hydrofoils, GM makes the car. We say that we were receiving one, and they indicated they'd like a car. GM said, fine, we'll give them one of those. So that isn't that I give them the goddamn thing. Or the taxpayers paid for the Cadillac, that's the thing. If it comes down to that, I'll pay for the Cadillac. You know what I mean? That's, no, I'm serious. I'd simply say that we don't have any funds for it, so but I don't want to do that either. But I don't see why GM just can't give them one. Well, if they do it, then the PR problem would become infinitely less. Fine. It'd be up to General Motors.